Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2017, and I remember talking about this the day we got the news, Tom Petty passed away, cardiac arrest, but he had overdosed on prescription medication. Tom Petty was 66, and he died at his Malibu home in California. His family and friends were gathered around when they took him off life support. Not long after that, he passed away. And I mean, this guy was a true classic rocker. I mean, just had numerous albums, numerous top hits out. This is one of them, Free Fallin'. His family issued a statement that he had overdosed on prescription medication, and the coroner found in his system at the time of his death fentanyl, oxycodone, and five other drugs in his system. And he was dealing with pain. He had knee issues. He had just finished a 53-date tour, his 40th anniversary tour, and he had a broken hip. It was fractured, then it became officially diagnosed as a broken hip. So he was in acute pain, was taking all of these medications to try to kill the pain, and it ended up killing him. So that was sad. I remember when we lost Tom Petty. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. So you've heard the forecast. A lot going on this weekend, and it just depends on how close the rain gets to us. There's going to be a system in the Gulf, and it's going to bring a lot of rain to, say, the mouth of the Mississippi and close along the coast to Grand Isle and the coastal areas of Louisiana. But how close does it get to the metropolitan New Orleans area? We don't know. If it gets close, we're going to have a lot of heavy rain. If it doesn't get close, things are going to be cool, and maybe we get a few scattered showers. So, you know, hopefully everything works out great. Friday and Saturday for Gretna Fest should be awesome. You may have to dodge a shower or two Sunday, but, you know, that doesn't stop the fun from being had. Coming up, I got to tell you about this little kid song that this teacher sung to a child, and it was totally inappropriate. I'll get to that in just a moment. We talked about this briefly late in the show yesterday, and I wrote a blog about it. And the blog is titled, Are You Really Pro-Life? The blog is posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook, where I got a lot of comments. And it's about something that Pope Leo said. Pope Leo said that if you say you're pro-life and you're in favor of the death penalty, then he says you're not really pro-life. He says you can't be against abortion and then support the death penalty and call yourself pro-life. He also says that if you are pro-life, call yourself pro-life because you're against abortion. If you are supporting this is what the Pope said, the inhumane treatment of illegal immigrants in America, then you're not really pro-life. Obviously, that is a dilemma and a conversation that Catholics will have with each other and with themselves. And this is not a new premise. The idea that you're, you know, for taking life in one case, but you're protecting life in another case, it's really simple for a lot of people, because a lot of people say, well, the person who's facing the death penalty, I mean, they're a convicted criminal. They did some horrific crime to put themselves in a position to be killed, and they should be killed. But what a lot of people believe is that it really is taking a life, even if somebody did something horrific. And I'll tell you, I hear about some of the crimes that people who are sentenced to death have committed, and I'm going, I want them dead. I mean, that's my primal instinct. I want them dead. But I really had become ambivalent about the death penalty over the years because it is the calculated taking of a life. And the death penalty is administered so long after the crime that so many of these people change. And look, I get the argument that they deserve it. I get that argument. But the death penalty takes place so long after they committed the crime that they're different people. Is that fair? No. But what you're doing is you're executing this person, you're killing this person who is a different person. And so I guess what I'm saying is if the execution took place closer to the crime, it would be perceived differently than the way a lot of people perceive it. Now, I understand those of you who are pro-life and support the death penalty. I get it. And I also said yesterday, and I also say this in the blog, that I don't think people should do everything the Pope says. You know, the Pope is providing guidance for Catholics, but I don't think everybody should change their beliefs just because the Pope, who is a mortal person, I don't think everybody should just believe what the Pope believes. So continue to believe what you want to believe. Let me share a few comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about this. Here's a comment from Susan that says, "Meanwhile, I'm pro-choice and anti-death penalty." So there are a lot of people like that, and a couple of people posted their comments that feel that way. Here's a comment from Paul. "I love it. I'm amused, especially reading the hypocrisy here and out in the real world." Yes, there is some hypocrisy. Here's a comment from Steve. "As a planet, we will not evolve until we get over arguing over whose imaginary friend is best." And I guess he's referring to the concept of God. Here's a comment from Kent. "These are two very different things. One is simply life, innocence, the birth, and the other is consequences of being a criminal, brutal murders, serial killers, rapist, etc., etc." Yeah, I mean, I get that. I understand that. Here's a comment from Bill. "Can you be pro-life if you insist on removing any form of assistance to those babies?" Judah says the Pope needs to clean up his own house before he lectures others. And there were a couple of comments like that. So, you know, you can read the blog and comment on it. I also did a video. This is Scoot on the Air Facebook, and I try to respond to many of your comments. So, sometimes teachers, you know, I mean, teachers are human, and sometimes they don't make the wisest judgment. There was a six-year-old young black student at a school in Polk County, Florida. Her name is Legend Whitaker, 6 years old, and she was celebrating her birthday. So think about a six-year-old African-American girl. You know, she might be really, really insecure. She might have felt aspects of discrimination in our society. So she might be very shy. You know, kids look at teachers as authoritarian figures. So what a teacher says to you means a lot more than what a student says to you. The teacher sang happy birthday to the six-year-old, but she sang another little song that I heard when I was a kid, and we used to sing it to each other when we were kids, but I just thought this was totally inappropriate for the teacher to sing this song to this six-year-old girl. So listen to the words. I'm sure you've heard the song. "Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a monkey." No, wait, let me get all the lyrics here. Because I think I'm missing something. It says, let's see. "Happy birthday to you. You live in the zoo. You look like a monkey and you smell like one too." I mean, this kid was like totally embarrassed. And the mom finds out, and the mom's, you know, really upset that the teacher sang this song to the kid. And I mean, if kids sing that song, I mean, it's I guess you can argue it's inappropriate, but especially for a teacher to sing this song to the kid. I mean, the teacher's not identified in this story, and I don't know what the outcome was, but to sing this song to a kid, happy birthday to you, you live in the zoo, you look like a monkey, and you smell like one too. I mean, the teacher is telling the kid, you're ugly and you stink. Singing that to a six-year-old. And I just think that was totally inappropriate. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Today we've been talking about the drivers in this area and why there have been accidents the last couple of days on the spillway. And then there was an accident, I believe, this morning on the causeway. And I think it was a six-car pileup. When you and I get stuck in those traffic jams, we are livid. And usually it's the result of somebody just not paying attention. Distracted driving is a big issue. But I also think tailgating is a big issue. And I see a lot of that. You know, there's such a wide open space on the I-10 in New Orleans East. I mean, there's like, what, three or four lanes there between New Orleans East and the Twin Spans? There's like a lot of lanes. I mean, I think there's four lanes. Well, at least three. I don't know why I can't even remember this, but it seems like it's like wide open spaces. And people drive really fast. But there's not a lot of tailgating that goes on there. I see tailgating, and I saw it last night driving home from the station out to West End. This guy was maybe a foot or two away from the bumper of the car in front of him at 65 miles an hour. And then then this other lane starts to, the lane next to him, the car starts to move a little more, and he jumps over into that other lane. And then he jumps back into the other lane, then back into it. I mean, the guy's going all over, and he's like within a foot or two of the car in front of him. It's like NASCAR. And it's just amazing how many people tailgate at even high rates of speed. And I see that a lot on the spillway. Now, if you are driving slower than the traffic on the right, there is a new law in Louisiana. You're supposed to get your butt over. But people are still driving slowly in the left lane. And it doesn't appear as if anybody's enforcing that. You know, it's one of those laws that if you're going to have a new law, you need to enforce it to send a message to people that you can't do this. Because a lot of people haven't gotten the message because I'm still seeing a lot of people driving slowly in the left lane. Now, I mentioned this earlier. I want to mention it again if you missed it. If you drive on the I-10 east from New Orleans to Gulfport, and, you know, made a couple of trips recently to Bucky's from West End, there's some construction being done on the I-10. The right lane is under construction, and there's still these bumps, you know, the left lane seems to be finished. The trucks are told to stay in the left lane. The trucks are told to drive in the left lane. So, you know, they're driving slower. So you really have to get over in the right lane to pass if you're going on that stretch between Slidell and, well, after you get past Slidell, I think it's past the first bridge over the Pearl River. It starts. The left lane is finished. The right lane's not. The truckers are supposed to be in the left lane. So that's a different situation. But overall, I see people driving in the left lane, and they're really not going faster than the cars on the right. You're supposed to move over, but people aren't doing it. But that's still no excuse to tailgate. And the tailgaters are so aggressive. It's like they want to push their way. They want to get right on your bumper, and they want to just try to intimidate you to get over. And I sense that that's what they're saying to themselves. So, you know, I think tailgating is the biggest issue. I know distracted driving is an issue, but I think tailgating is the biggest problem we have in these areas like the spillway where people are really driving fast. Now, we're not going to stop some people because there are a lot of people who are just going to drive fast. But if I can bring awareness and remind myself and remind you in our audience to not do this, then, you know, I can't save everybody, but if I can do a job helping us, then I've done my job. So, you know, just be aware of the fact that tailgating is just so dangerous, and it's not going to get you to your destination quicker. I mean, it's not by any significant amount of time. You're not going to get to your destination faster if you're a few feet or a few yards closer to the vehicle in front of you than you should be. So, you know, back off and relax and just drive. But I think that's really one of the biggest problems we have. So, look, Foster Moreau, I guess it's Moreau, of the Saints has been injured. He says he's been waiting a long time to get back to practice. He was at practice yesterday, and I believe Taysom Hill was at practice yesterday, too. There'll be more talk about this this afternoon when there's the special weekend kickoff with Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller at the Treasure Chest Casino. They'll be in the bar grill area there. I'm sure they'll talk more about this. Also, we're going to get some selections from Kevin Todd. So Kevin Todd's going to give us a selection coming up, and he's going to give you a phone number to call if you want some really good picks. Like on the Thursday night football game tonight, Kevin Todd last season was 13-3 on Thursday night football. So let's see what he has for us today. He's given our audience some really, really great opportunities, and we can talk about the Saints. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1971, Rod Stewart was still in the band Faces, but he had a solo hit, Maggie May. It went to number one on this day in 1971. Rod Stewart said the song was inspired by the woman who he lost his virginity to. And also on this day in 1971, the album Every Picture Tells a Story was also number one in the country. So Rod Stewart had the number one single in 71 with Maggie May, and Every Picture Tells a Story was also number one. And man, there was some great, great music on Every Picture Tells a Story. We'll come out of this break with another one of his great songs from the album Every Picture Tells a Story. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back with Kevin Todd on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one album on this day in the country in 1971 was Every Picture Tells a Story, Rod Stewart. He was still with Faces, but doing his solo stuff. And here's another great song from the album. Now, this was 1971. The Temptations did this song in 1966. And Rare Earth, a Motown band, a white Motown band, Rare Earth. They were rockers, but they were on Motown. They did the song in 1970. Rod Stewart did it in 71. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us on Thursday. Tomorrow's Free for All Friday. All right, Kevin Todd, the CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, joins us live. Kevin, can't wait to get the information this week. How are you?
How you doing, my friend Scoot? Listen, everybody who called last week got Seattle minus the 2.5. That brings my record now to 3-1 on the season and 16-4 dating back to last season, Scoot.
It's awesome. So look, Kevin Todd right now, so far this season, is 3-1 on Thursday Night Football and 16-4 going back to last season. So you get really good picks from Kevin.
That's correct. And let me tell you guys, I love tonight's matchup. It's my West Coast game of the year. Scoot, I love this game so much that I guarantee I'm going to win it. And I'm going to give it to all your listeners for free. If I don't win this game, Scoot, they're going to get the remaining month of October free on me. All they have to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. 320-750-7517. You could go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com. You could read up about me. You can opt in, and a broker will call you back. I'm telling you, folks, when you call, you get tonight's winner. I will teach you my money management system. I will teach you how to treat it like a business. And most of all, you get tonight's win absolutely free. Call 888-320-7517.
All right, so Kevin, so nobody's going to lose tonight. If you get the bet right and they bet, they win. And if they don't get the bet right, if you're wrong, you give them the whole month of October free, so they win either way.
That's correct. This is a win-win situation. And let me ask you a question, Scoot. You're a smart man. 98% of the people out there who sports gamble lose. Am I correct?
I don't know, but it sounds accurate. You only hear about the times they win. You never hear about the losses.
That's right. And only 2% make money. And let me tell you, listeners, right now, I'm in the top 1% of that 2%, folks.
Wow.
So if you want to treat this like a business, if you want to make money, and you want to learn my money management, you give me a call right now. You get my West Coast NFL Game of the Year absolutely free. 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. And as always, I'm going to give your listeners a free play when we're through.
Okay. What's the biggest mistake people make when they gamble like this?
Great answer. You know what the biggest mistake is? The general public, they bet on teams how they played the previous week. You can't do that. And I'm going to give you an example. 2 weeks ago, if you remember, Atlanta went on the road to Carolina, lost 30-0. Last week, they come back home. They're playing Washington, despite that they don't have their quarterback, but they won the week before. Huge. They go on the road to Atlanta. What does Atlanta do? They crush Washington.
Yep.
So you can't bet on teams how they played the previous week, guys, because that's the way the odds makers set the line. They know which way the public is going to bet, and that's where I come in, and I teach them how to read the lines and how to beat the odds makers. I'm telling you, folks, my West Coast Game of the Year tonight, San Fran, L.A., yours free. 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. And for my free play on the air, folks, this is just my personal opinion. I'm looking at this Broncos at Eagles game on Sunday. And let me tell you right now, even though the Eagles are 4-0 and you are what your team is, or I should say you are what your record is, they could easily scoop be 0-4 the way they've won those games. Denver, on the other hand, they're 2-2. They lost two games in the last seconds against the Colts and against the Chargers. They could easily be 4-0, but they're not. They're traveling on the road. They're playing in Philly. Philly's got a lot of injuries on their offensive line. Barkley's not the same as last year. He's rushed for under 50 yards in two games, and he's rushing for less than 2 yards per carry from last year. I know the Broncos are very good, and I know they're 2-2, but this line's only 3.5. Folks, they are trapping you like a bear trap, and you're stepping on it. I love Denver in this matchup getting to 3.5. Scoot, I believe they win the game on the road outright.
Wow. So take Denver and 3.5.
That's correct. I'm going to give you another free play, which I'm not going to break down, but this is the perfect letdown spot and trap. New Orleans will get their first win Sunday. What do you think?
I think so, too. I do. I think so, too. I think this, the rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart, had a good week last week. But
it wasn't even that good.
But it was okay. I mean, he did all right. But I don't think that he repeats it this time. And I think the Saints defense is good enough to put him in his place. And we might get a few players back. So I love that pick of New Orleans getting their first win over the Giants this week in the Dome.
Well, I think they do, too. And let me just tell you, listeners, right now, I'm telling you, I have my West Coast Game of the Year. If I don't win this game, you get it absolutely free the entire month of October on me. You're getting my selection for free. Call now at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You can go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com. You can opt in. You can buy my selections right online. Not only that, you can go to my X page, at Kevin Todd Sports. You could follow me where I give away free picks on Saturday and Sunday, my own personal opinion. And as always, Scoot, you are the man. Thank you. I'll text you tonight's winner.
All right, Kevin. Also, what's the line right now in the Saints Giants game?
You know what? They went from a 2.5 point dog to a 2 point favorite.
Wow. Oh, so give up the 2 points, take the Saints. They're gonna
win. I like
the
Saints and take Denver plus the 3.5. Put a sprinkle a little bit of money line. Denver's gonna beat them outright, folks.
All right, look, Kevin is 3-1 so far this year on Thursday Night Football. Going back to last season, he's 16-4. The number is 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. Kevin, thanks for the picks, and thanks what you do for our audience, and I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and I'll speak with you tonight.
Okay, all right. 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. He really tries to turn outcomes into incomes. So check him out. So he's giving you free this weekend. The Broncos plus 3.5, minus 3.5. Broncos minus 3.5. And the Saints, give the 2 points to the Giants. I agree with him. I think the Saints win. And then he's got a pick tonight, and he loves the pick. He hasn't made it on the air yet, but he'll make it at that phone number. San Francisco and the LA Rams. Call 888-320-7517. All right, I find this is so fascinating to me. You know, I was playing Rare Earth in the early years of my career. They were this rock band. I mean, they were this white rock band, and they were signed by Motown. And as a result, they did some Motown covers. This was a song originally done by The Temptations in 1966. And this is their cover of it. Look, when I first heard this song, I thought it was, you know, I thought it was their song. But they did several Motown covers and killed it. They did this in 1970. And this is a cover of the Temptation song. We just heard Rod Stewart do it, and he did it in 1971. So just always fascinated that Motown signed Rare Earth. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. This is WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You well. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in, what was the year? This day in 19, no, that's not it either. Hang on. I had it right here in front of me.
You
I
got
just,
it?
Well, I just, you know, you got my attention. You told me, hey, Ian just said right before we came out of the break, just, hey, look out of the window, man. Look at that cloud. Yeah, there's a cloud. Looks like it's part of a big thunderstorm that might be moving in from the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, I have this view 5 days a week. You know what I see? And I'm just remarking, I haven't seen the sky look that gray over in that direction in a long time.
It hasn't. I mean, we haven't had rain.
Man.
All right. On this day in 1965, this was the number one song in the country. Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. And you know who was the lead singer and guitar player of the McCoys? Rick Derringer.
Absolutely. We talked about this the day that he died. We did a whole rabbit hole on the Sloopy girl, the girl in the video who's dancing, who's like, pretty good looking, and she's still out there. She got a website and everything, man.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember this song, 65. This was one of the songs I'm listening to on my little transistor radio. All right, let's do a couple of texts, Ian.
Sure. Yeah, we got kind of a grab bag here. Here's a text. We've been talking about political comedy all day, and it's got to be okay to make fun of our presidents and such. Here's a text that says, "Since political correctness is dead, anyone can say whatever they want. Only snowflakes complain about what TV hosts say nowadays."
Well, I agree. And I just,
me too.
You know, look, if you are really offended by something somebody else says, That is the definition of a snowflake. Nobody wants to be a snowflake, and we all have the power to stop being snowflakes.
Here's the text message that says, I just got home from Rouse's and picked up some things, but not anything on your list except for milk. That's the only thing I bought. I also bought seasonings because we were needing some rosemary and cloves and paprika and allspice.
Boy, do you think that was intended for us, or is that
no, I do not. Was
intended for somebody else?
I think that was for somebody else. That does happen occasionally. You know, yeah, people will accidentally text. I mean, if it's a grocery list, that's pretty innocuous. You know, sometimes people will text you stuff that's meant for,
well,
for,
yes,
some, for your eyes only. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, right, I feel bad reading this.
Yeah, I was like, we don't need that information.
I texted this person back and I said, would you actually mind going back to Rouse's and picking up a rotisserie chicken, a 4-pack of Louie Louie, and a bag of those sriracha Doritos, and save me a trip?
All right, how many meals do you get out of one of those rotisserie chickens?
Usually two.
Two?
Well, if I'm feeding me and Julia, probably 2.5 or 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about if it was just you?
That's a solid 3 meals, probably.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can easily get 3 meals out,
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, and then if you make a, you know, broth out of it, then you can put that in your next.
Yeah, and it's a little over $5.
Yeah, man, they're
about
cheap.
$5. Yeah, those rotisserie chickens. Yeah, that's a good buy. And that's, you know, that's pretty healthy eating. I take the skin off, and
yeah,
I use paper towels to suck up some of the fat, which makes the meat really dry and boring. But you know, that's me. But you don't have to do what I do. Just, you know, do it your way and enjoy it. But that's pretty good eating.
The price is right, and it tastes delicious. Yeah. But you know what? Those are the most miserable chickens in the world. The chickens that get turned into roasters like that. I mean, really? That is not a happy life. No, that's CAFO meat.
Okay, well,
you know.
Well, look, then let's look at it this way. Then. We're eating a chicken that is, their life was so miserable, they were happy to be dead.
I guess so, yeah. Give them a way out. Hey, here's another text. And like I said, we're just doing a grab bag kind of at the end of the show. Got some random stuff. Somebody texted earlier and said, hey, as a thespian, I thought you might like this to me. When Scoot on the Air is first coming on, this is what I hear. The planet eclipsing space music, right? That kind of like shimmering sound that we hear about 110.
Yeah.
Contemporary rock. And then give me that Rob Reiner roll.
Really?
Maybe that will stick in your head at the start of every show from now on. P.S. You're welcome.
Wow, I mean, it's like the, you know, the people who think that Jimi Hendrix is singing "Excuse Me" while I kiss this guy. Yeah,
or Alanis Morissette says, "You know, I'm not deserving of the cross-eyed bear that you gave to me."
Right,
that's not the lyric.
What's the Elton John thing? One of them, there's an Elton John song.
Next.
Not the sun in the sky, but yeah. Anyway, yeah. There's that. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people misinterpret lyrics. We'll do a show on that one day.
Here's a text that says the Rams are going to stomp the 49ers tonight. Lay the 8.5 points. San Francisco has injuries to key players on both sides of the line.
Yeah. Anyway, you can get the pick from Kevin Todd. And look, he's got the pick. He's 3-1 so far on Thursday Night Football, 16-4 from last season. The number's 888-320-7517. Kevin is so positive that he's got the game right tonight that if you don't win, if you get his pick and you don't win, he's going to give you the entire month of October free. 888-320-7517.
And I'll leave you with this one. Thank you to radio stations. I think you should constantly remind drivers what the rules of the road are.
Oh, my God,
those people,
yes,
who don't allow faster traffic to pass on the left are morons.
I know, and they just, I think what bothers me most about it is that they're oblivious, and I don't want somebody behind the wheel who is oblivious, and the person who is just driving along in the left lane, slower than the traffic on the right, they're oblivious. They're not even paying attention to the world around them, and when you're in the car, you got to pay attention to the world around you.
Two more quick ones, okay, just because we did have a follow-up about the most misunderstood Elton John lyric. Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
That was it. That's the one I was thinking of. But I remember the one about the sun. You know, this,
yeah. There's also the Manfred Mann song, Blinded by the Light. Wrapped up like a douche.
Yeah, right, right.
That's not the lyrics. It's not a song about that.
That's not.
It's revved up like a deuce.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, deuce coupe. Yeah, car.
I'm glad we could straighten that out.
All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. And, you know, tomorrow on the show, I want to talk about this bit of irony. So the Vice President, J.D. Vance, supports the no-beard policy in the military, but he says he's not going to shave his beard off. Why can't you have a beard in the military? I mean, I don't think the military should be an experiment in social engineering. I mean, I think the military needs to do its job as the military. But, you know, we'll talk about why you can't have a beard in the military. We'll also talk about the popularity of beards. And a lot of people who have beards, I don't think they look any better. You know, there are a lot of people out there that have beards that, you know, they don't look any better. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar today, we wish a happy birthday to Mike Rutherford. Mike Rutherford was with Genesis, and then he went on and created the band Mike and the Mechanics, and this was one of their big hits. And when I was doing music radio, there was a girl named Tracy here, and I think she lived in New Orleans East, and her name was Tracy, and she used to call me every morning and request this song, and I ended up meeting her, and I think we did a couple of things together. Anyway, she was really cute. I had a big crush on her. Anyway, I remember this song. She used to request it. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, coming up next, this weekend kickoff live from the Treasure Chest Casino in Kennery. Join Steve and Mike coming up next. All right, we'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Cordy P, and thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. The bleeding has stopped. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.